Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a pleasant night to be outside with a gentle breeze in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Iran front heats up as the U.S. faces mounting pressure, while Israel confronts a growing dilemma with Hezbollah attacks in Lebanon. Also, coming in now from Walla, Iran's president claims this is the best time to reach an agreement and notes progress in negotiations. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports Hamas urges U.S. pressure on Jerusalem over a Gaza plan while Israel warns of a possible ambush. Separately, I-24 News tells us that Israel is considering Switzerland to supervise a Lebanon agreement, as informed sources reveal. And finally, from Forward, Trump continues his stance against Palestinians in the U.S., and Jewish communities are urged to protest these actions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Fania Oz Salzberger, an Israeli author and academic, shared a thought-provoking piece by Eric Auerbach just 22 minutes ago. Jake Wallace Simons, a prominent journalist, called a recent article unmissable in a post from 23 minutes ago. Oren Barsky, a commentator on social issues, stated 29 minutes ago that Tucker Carlson's rhetoric promotes harmful bigotry and urged officials to denounce it. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the escalating tensions involving Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlights the rising pressure on the U.S. to act amid Iranian provocations. Meanwhile, Israel is managing increased threats from Hezbollah across the Lebanese border. This situation raises concerns about regional stability and the potential for broader conflict. Turning to Iran's president, as reported by Walla, he asserts that now is an opportune moment for negotiations amidst signs of progress. His remarks suggest a strategic positioning amid ongoing tensions. Stakeholders are watching closely for any breakthrough that could ease regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel gives insight into Hamas's call for U.S. intervention regarding Gaza. Hamas claims readiness to disarm under a new roadmap, though Israeli officials remain wary of such promises. The implications for peace efforts in the region could be significant if these talks advance. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Israel may seek Switzerland's supervision in a Lebanese agreement. This move indicates a desire for neutral oversight in sensitive negotiations. Such a step could facilitate more transparent dialogue between the involved parties. And in U.S. domestic news impacting the diaspora, Forward reports on Trump's continued pressure on Palestinians. This has prompted Jewish communities to rally against perceived anti-democratic efforts. The situation underscores ongoing tensions in U.S. domestic politics that resonate abroad. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reported 2 days ago that 20% of Israelis are shouldering 80% of the tax burden. A former tax authority head warns about the potential impact of professionals leaving the country. Separately, Katech highlighted a record spending spree in July. Israelis spent nearly NIS 55 billion, with significant boosts in dining and fuel consumption. This surge indicates robust consumer confidence and economic recovery. And finally, Israel Hayom Business noted customer dissatisfaction at an Aroma coffee shop in Kiryat Ono due to cleanliness issues. This customer feedback highlights the importance of maintaining standards in the service industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.